Why would you want to discuss the rules of the sales interview with your prospect? Because without rules, you'll give up control of the sales process. You won't know where you are or what's happening to you. And the way to bring ground rules into your sales process in an orderly fashion is through the Sandler strategy called upfront contracts. This CD will define upfront contracts and help you better understand the techniques and effectively use them to achieve mutual agreements as part of your new selling strategy.
An upfront contract is the strategy that creates mutual agreement between you and your prospect about the expectations and potential outcomes of the conversation. There's less stress and discomfort when each person knows what's going to happen and agrees to it. A visit to the dentist can illustrate this point. Listen in as one of our Sandler trainers tells us his real-life dentist story.
I used to listen to David Sandler talk about this issue and then talk about the dentist, and it really related to me because I thought of my own dental experiences. Now, I'm one of those guys that when I go to the dentist, I don't use Novocaine. Now, it's not because I'm some macho guy. I mean, trust me. It has to do back when I was about 12 years old, the first time I ever went to a dentist by myself. My grandmother spent some time raising me, and she was the kind of person who, well, while we had toothbrushes, it wasn't exactly required behavior at the end of every day. And of course, back then they believed that the best way to take care of kids was to feed them a lot of sugar. So when I was 12 years old, I had to go to the dentist for obvious reasons. So I show up at the dentist office, and this big hulk of a dentist sets me in the chair, yanks my mouth open, and proceeds to torture me with one of those little hook kind of devices where they yank and pull. And sure enough, the next thing I know, he's got it hooked into something, and he's yanking as hard as he can, and he doesn't say a word to me. He just walks out. The next thing I know, he comes walking back in with a needle about 3 feet high, and he proceeds to take that needle, stick it in the roof of my mouth and out the top of my head. Well, at least that's what it felt like. Now, I've never experienced such pain in my entire life. The mere thought of that pain is what keeps me from getting Novocaine now, even as an adult, even though I know better. To me, the little bit of discomfort you might feel while they're drilling and doing their stuff is nothing compared to the pain of that needle. I mean, it scared me to death, so much that it actually changed my behavior for my entire life. Now let's move forward a few years. I have my own kids who I take to the dentist, and their first trip to the dentist was very, very different. The dentist actually came out with his assistant, talked to my son at his level, eyeball to eyeball, showed him around the office, showed him the x-ray machines, all the different drills and tools, and showed him everything they have. He put him in the chair. He actually showed him how it went up and down and how it laid back. And of course, my son thought that was pretty cool. Then he brought out a tray of instruments, actually let my son handle and touch the instruments as he explained what each one of them would do and how they would feel when they were being used in his mouth. Now, my son never has a problem with dentists. He has braces. He never complained or didn't want to go to the dentist. Of course, he was sometimes a little uncomfortable, but never had the kind of experiences that I had. So I have to ask you, what kind of dentist would you want to go to? The hulk of a guy who doesn't tell you anything and just starts torturing you? Or the kind of dentist that lets you know what's going to happen, gets you to agree that it's okay to do it, and that you're comfortable with it? You see, the point of the whole story is people don't get upset with you when they know what's going to happen to them, and they agree that it's okay for that to happen.
Now ask yourself, which dentist would you want to treat your child? If you answered the way I think you answered, then why shouldn't you operate in the same manner with your clients and prospective clients? People don't get upset with you when they know what you're going to do and they agree to let you do it. You will use the strategy of upfront contracting when you prospect, during sales calls, and throughout each step in the Sandler selling system. Imagine that you have a one-hour appointment scheduled with a prospect. You're prepared to ask a series of questions to help you more fully understand the prospect's needs and desires and hopefully uncover the specific challenges or problems that your product or service can satisfy. You arrive a few minutes early, and the receptionist instructs you to take a seat in the waiting room. So far, so good. A few minutes pass. Then a few more minutes pass. 20 minutes go by, and finally Mr. Elliot, the person with whom you have the appointment, appears and greets you. "I hope you haven't been waiting too long," he says as he shakes your hand. Then he turns his back and starts walking down the corridor to his office. He shows you in, invites you to a seat, and he says, "Things are extremely busy around here today. I only have about 10 minutes. Why don't you tell me what you think you can do for me?" What do you do now? If this scenario sounds a little too familiar, you're not alone. This situation occurs much too frequently to too many salespeople. They lose control of the sales call before it even starts, because they don't have a mutual agreement about the ground rules for the appointment and outcomes of the call. But with the proper upfront contract, you can begin to exert control from the beginning of the sales process. The proper upfront contract begins when you are prospecting. Since many salespeople use the telephone as their main prospecting tool, that's where we'll start.